You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Governor Greg Abbott has made his first endorsement of a legislative challenger, and it's an interesting one. On Monday, Governor Abbott announced he would be supporting incumbent Republican State Representative Sarah Davis's GOP challenger, Susanna Dacupil. Well, this is a move that may well cause more fraying among Texas Republicans. Joining us now, Mike Ward, Austin Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle. Good to see you again, Mike.
Good to see you.
This seems odd, at least to a bystander. You're no bystander. You're an expert. Have you heard of a governor supporting incumbent's challenger before in a Republican race like this?
Very rare, particularly for a governor to endorse a challenger in a House primary.
What do you make of it? Is this something personal going on here? Is there some track record that he is trying to register his upset over?
From what everybody says, Abbott is still smarting from criticism during the regular and special session over several issues that he wanted to pass that, in this case, Sarah Davis did not agree with him on, and the House leadership didn't agree with him on. She's part of the House leadership, and during the special session, he said, I'm going to endorse and work for election of the people who are with me. So at some level, this might not come as too much of a surprise, but it's very unusual for a governor to get involved in a House primary.
She wasn't alone, though, in opposing some of the governor's moves.
That's right. But you have to understand, Joe Strauss is not coming back.
Uh-huh.
Joe Strauss received criticism from Abbott for not supporting Abbott's priorities, all of his priorities. And
talking about social issues primarily, right? The bathroom bill and that sort of thing.
Right. Sarah Davis has a different view on a lot of the abortion bills than the governor did just on down the line. And she tweaked him on pushing for ethics reform during the special session, which the governor didn't want to do. Sarah Davis says she's a conservative Republican. This district is more moderate than a lot of other districts.
We're talking about Houston way. We're talking about a district that covers Rice University.
Right. The Medical Center area, you know, West University Place basically is where this is. Mm-hmm. And the fear among some Republicans is that if Davis gets beat in the primary, that Suzanne will be too conservative for this district and they may elect a Democrat. But Abbott's people say that they don't think that's going to happen.
What does this endorsement do or say about the current state of the Republican Party in Texas?
Well, it underscores the split in the party between the moderates and between the conservative right. And I think it cues up fights that you're going to see play out in this district and a number of others in the upcoming legislative primaries next spring.
Is it clear whether or not the people of her district, when I say her, I'm of course talking about the incumbent here, Representative Davis, is it clear whether or not she has the support of the rank and file voter?
Well, she's been elected several times. And so you could argue that, sure, she does.
Nothing's really changed on the ground for her.
Nothing's changed. In her statement yesterday, responding to the governor's endorsement of her challenger, she said, I vote the way my district wants to vote. I'm paraphrasing here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, the governor can have his opinion, essentially, but I'm going to continue doing that.
What's your sense? Is this the first of more to come? Is this the way Governor Abbott sort of is trying to warn his enemies?
I'm told that the governor is going to make other endorsements in other races, whether those are of challengers. He won't say. They're hinting that they may be. So I think we're going to see some additional fireworks here going into the primaries.
Mike Ward, Austin Bureau Chief for the Houston Chronicle. Mike, thanks as always.
Thank you.